بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continue with the incident of Mi'raj. Baitul Muqaddas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Baitul Muqaddas and got down from the Buraq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied the animal to the iron ring on which all the previous Anbiya alayhimu salam had tied their animals. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Masjid al-Aqsa and performed two rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid. The other Anbiya alayhimu salam were already waiting for him in the Masjid. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam were also from those who were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a short while, many people gathered in Masjid al-Aqsa. A muadhin called out the adhan and then the iqamah. Everybody was waiting to see who would be the imam for the salah. Jibreel alayhi salam held Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the hand and took him forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "I led all of them in salah. When I completed the salah, Jibreel alayhi salam asked me if I knew who had read salah behind me. When I replied that I did not, he said, 'All the Anbiya alayhi salam who were sent before you, every single one of them read salah behind you.' According to another narration, even the malaika came down from the skies and also performed salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of the masjid, three cups were placed before him. One had water, the other milk, and the third contained wine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the cup of milk. Upon this, Jibreel alayhi salam then said, 'You have chosen Deenul Fitrah, the pure religion, the pure deen. Had you chosen wine, your ummah would have gone astray. In water, your ummah would have drowned.' According to some narrations, a cup of honey was also presented to him. He had a bit of this as well. Going up to the heavens, after this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with Jibreel alayhi salam and other noble angels, climbed up to the heavens. According to some narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the skies while sitting on the Buraq animal. And according to other narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the skies with the help of a ladder decorated with gems and emeralds with a group of angels on either side of him." Inshallah, continue.